We are going to talk about the four ways of liberation. In this time of the end, you hear in the TV shows, also in radio and many other parts, about salvation. Everybody is promising salvation, and we are going to talk about that in this lecture. First of all, when we talk about salvation, we have to understand salvation of what? First of all, we have to understand that related with the tree of life, that hell is related with the nine spheres, and that we are related with the nine spheres of the fallen tree, Lipat. So we are full of egos, full of defects, vices, and errors. As you know, our soul, or consciousness, essence, or that which is the only value thing that we have within, unfortunately, is in battle, is a trap within anger, within lust, greed, pride, envy, gluttony, laziness. So that is the beast 666 that the Bible talks about. So salvation means to be saved of the beast that we have within. Because that beast, which is the ego or the animal part of us, belongs to hell, belongs to the inferior layers of the planet. And in order to be rid of that, in order to annihilate the ego, we have to learn how to do it. So, if we do not disintegrate the ego, then we are going to come into the nine layers of inferno, hell, or whatever name we want to give it, because that is a place of the ego. So all the great avatars, masters, or messengers of the higher worlds came into this planet in order to teach how to annihilate the ego, how to be rid of the defects, vices, and errors, in order to enter into the higher worlds, in order to enter into the higher dimensions of nature. That is what the Master Jesus in the Bible calls the kingdom of heaven. As you see here in the lecture of Kabbalah, this Sephira alone is what is called the kingdom, Malkut. So we are here in this kingdom of Malkut, which is called Asia. But most of the kingdom of the earth is related with all of these that we call demons, egos. So that is the kingdom of the earth. So when the Master Jesus came, and other great masters came to this planet, they came in order to teach how to be out of the kingdom of the earth, of this kingdom which is below, and how to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is, of course, the supra dimensions of nature that we learn, the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, the sixth dimension, the seventh dimension, which is that we call heaven. So in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we have to be born again. And you hear that in many sects of Christianity, that we have to be born again in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And many people think that to be born again is just related with belief. Oh, I believe in Jesus, and now I believe in the Bible, or I am related to this sect of Christianity, and I am ready to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But in reality, to enter into the kingdom of heaven is the most difficult thing
that you can ever think what to do. Because the kingdom of heaven is for angels, thrones, archangels, seraphims, cherubims, not for demons. If you read the Bible of any sacred book, you will see that demons are always here below the earth. Hell is always under the surface of the earth. And if you read, if you study any religion, you will find that demons are related with anger, pride, vanity, greed, lust, and all the things that we have within. Not as a single angel, but it is, of course, with defects and vices. Whether we are angels or we are demons. In the last part, because we are demons, it is because we are not angels. So Jesus and the other great masters came in order to teach us how to stop being demons and how to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But for that we had to do a great change, a revolutionary change within us. We have to work with three factors. The first factor is to create vehicles in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is to create an astral body, a mental solar body, and a causal solar body. When I'm telling you this, I'm telling you, I have those bodies, so it is not an imaginary thing that I am telling you. I created these bodies in other ages, so I was born with these bodies, and I use them. But the second factor is to die in the ego, to annihilate the ego. So, now putting myself again in example, I have ego. Because I fell in the same mistake in the beginning of this root race. Because I fell, now I have the ego alive. So I cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven if I do not annihilate the ego, even if I have my vehicles already created. So that is the second factor. Because someone that has ego and the internal body is created is a centaur, someone that is human and beast at the same time. Any being that created the internal bodies and fall become a centaur, half-half. So, the third factor is to kill, to annihilate, to destroy the karma that we created in other lives because of the ego. What is karma? Karma is that law of cause and effect, action and consequence. Because we perform many evil things in the past with the ego, now we have a lot of things to pay. So we have to do a lot of good in order to pay what we owe to the cosmic. So that is what we call sacrifice for humanity, to do a tons of good in favor of the souls, in favor of the spirit. Because you can do many good things which will not be in favor of the soul or in favor of the spirit. When I said sacrifice for humanity, is all of that which is good for the soul, all of that which is good for the spirit. So those are the three factors. But I'm going to talk about the four ways of liberation related with all the souls, because we are souls here in this planet Earth. Different type of souls or different type of consciousness or individuals that we have to work in the way of salvation. To be saved, of course, or to enter into the second death. What is the second death? In order to talk about the second death, we have to explain what is the first death. The first death is that we commonly known as the death of the physical body. When somebody is old, it's dying. And that is something that we know, physical death. But the second death is not the death of the physical body, but the death of the ego. We come into this earth when we do not have astral, mental, and causal body. We have the ego, animal mind, emotional or animal emotion, and evil will, the three demons within. Instead of the astral body, we have demon of desire. Instead of the mental body, we have the demon of mind. Instead of the body of will, or causal body, we have the demon of evil will. So, the consciousness of the soul is within, trapped, we said, embattled within that which is the demon of desire, evil will, and the demon of the mind, from where all the seven, through which, all the seven capital sins are acting always, through those three demons that we have within. So that is what is always evolving and devolving, or evolving. That mind, or that part of the animal nature, when it is increasing, like in these times, in order to destroy nature, when it increases in order to be too evil, is a danger from everybody, or for everybody, and even for nature, even for the planet. If you see the animal part of all the human beings in this time, you will see that it's a danger for the life of the mineral kingdom, because the waters are polluted, the air is polluted, because the ignorance of the ego of each one of us. Everything is polluted because the ignorance of the ego. If you see the plant kingdom, it's also being destroyed. Forests are destroyed in order to make wealthy some of the people on this earth. So we are destroying the planet, and you know that. The animal kingdom is being destroyed by the hunters. And we are destroying ourselves. Too much degeneration. The lust is tremendously a monster. Homosexuality, lesbianism, something that is now very common, because we are abnormal, we are degenerated. So when humanity become like that, then the only exit to that evilness is the second death, the annihilation of that ego, the destruction of that animal part in order to liberate the soul, because the soul is holy. The soul is the only good thing that we have within. The soul is the consciousness, is that part of the spirit, that part of the monad, of our Father which is in heaven. When we say that Father which is in heaven, it's because our Father is in the superior dimensions. The monad is always in the higher, in the sixth dimension of nature, that what we call heaven or paradise. So we have part of that monad within, and that is the consciousness or the soul. But unfortunately, that soul is suffering because the anger, because the lust, because greed, because pride, because envy, gluttony, laziness, etc. So the soul returns into this world 108 times. I say, when we do not have astral, mental, and causal body, the love for those people that do not have those solar bodies inside is 108 times to return. So the soul return, and each time that is returning, the ego of lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, gluttony, and laziness is bigger and bigger, because each time we are feeding our egos instead of destroying them. Result, now most of the people are 106, 107, 108. Most of us are in 108 life. And it's very common, and it's very easy to see the amount of ego that we have within, very fat and very dangerous. So nature has an end for that evilness. When people is reaching 108 lives, and then the abyss is open, the doors or the mouth of the bottomless pit is open, and then the soul or the souls starts to enter into the nine layers in order to be disintegrated. That is the first way of liberation, the way of the failure. Actually, most of the souls in this planet Earth are failures. The ego is destroyed, annihilated, burned with a fire, with the atomic fire of nature, according to the karma of that particular soul. And in other lectures I told you that the way of the failure is the way that we call the lunar way, mechanical. When you do not have to do anything in order to fall into the abyss. The only thing that you have to do in order to fall in the abyss is to live like anyone without worry about anything. But you are going to pass to the second death. And the karma and the pain and suffering that the souls are passing in the second death, in the way of the failure, is very, very tremendously painful. When the karma that we suffer here in this physical plane is pain and suffering, it is like something sweet, something wonderful that we can enjoy in comparison with the pain and suffering that the souls are passing in the nine layers when they fail. And in order to understand this, it is very good if we read the Divine Comedy of the Master Dante Alighieri. The infra dimensions of nature that we are talking about is that we experience when we have nightmares. Sometimes when we eat something heavy, we go into the infra dimensions and we experience nightmares. So a nightmare is just a subconscious or unconscious experience of that we call the infra dimensions or infernus, that comes from the Latin word inferior, infernus, or infra dimensions, inferior dimensions. For a common and current people, as you remember in the other lecture about the Mongoloid, I said about 1,000 years. And I remember that I told you the different times in accordance to the malignity of each Hanasmusen. So after reaching the nine sphere, which is exactly in the center of the planet, the masters of the Great White Lodge, or the angels that are in charge of that process in hell, they examine the soul until they become tired, until be weary of examining, because they want to be sure that that soul has not a single ego, that is very, very clean like a diamond. So after 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, or who knows how many years descending into hell, all the souls in the ninth sphere are examined, and when those souls are very clean, and then the masters open the doors of Eden. Eden is a fourth dimension where all the souls are evolving from the mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, and later on they leave Eden when enter into the human kingdom again. So that is what we call evolution. And during the time of the human kingdom, those souls are going to have again 108 opportunities. If they do not perform the work in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, then again, after 108 life, will enter into the abyss and will be there 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, whatever, according to the malignity of that ego, and you will be disintegrated again. And after eons of times, when the masters in the ninth sphere see that that soul is again clean, they open again the doors of the four dimensions, the doors of Eden, in order for the soul to enter again into the mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, and again human kingdom, in order to give to that soul 108 lives again, 108 opportunities to enter into the kingdom of heaven. If that soul doesn't enter, and then it's going to fall again. How many times the wheel of Samsara is rotating? 3,000 times. So there are 3,000 cycles for the soul to rotate, and in each cycle, 108 lives in the human kingdom. And there are many souls that rotate 3,000 times, so they fall into the abyss 3,000 times. And they never repent, so they are, of course, becoming demon and demon and demon again. So this is the way of the failure, a mechanical lunar way. After finishing the 3,000 cycles, the soul is united with the monad in heaven, and the monad returns into the bosom of the Father, which is in heaven, the eternal common Father, and enter as a failure. After the 3,000 times, there is no more opportunities for that soul or monad to repeat again. The doors or of the opportunities are closed. That type of monad, in comparison with others that were conquerors, not failures, is like when we compare an ant with a man. So that is the way of the failure. I repeat, in this planet Earth, the majority of monads are failures. Most of the souls are entering into the abyss because most of the souls of the monads are homosexuals, lesbians, prostitutes, assassins, and you name all of the degenerated ones that we have in these times on the planet. But of course, in the future, who knows when, those souls will have another opportunity, another 108 lives, after being disintegrated in the abyss for the amount of years according to the malignity of that ego. But now let me tell you about the second way of liberation, which is the way of that one that do not want to become a master, but wants to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Because there are many monads here in this planet Earth, like in the ancient times, for instance, in Egypt, there were many initiates that they knew that if they do not disintegrate the ego, they will return and return into this earth and suffer. But they want to leave this mechanism, so they want to destroy the ego. But they don't want to be masters. They want just to be free of the mechanism of nature. So then, the second way is the, we call the intermediate way, which is the way where the soul in this planet is starting to destroy the ego with techniques that we know here. Meditation, the annihilation of the ego, and the essence, the consciousness, the soul is liberated by the will of the initiate. The meditation, of course, is the way. Destroying the ego, the soul is united or being religion. You see the word religion in this way comes from the Latin word religare, which means to unite again or to be united again. That means religion. In other words, someone could be a religious person without belonging to any particular sect. Because if you meditate and you are united your soul little by little to your spirit, your monad, then you are entering into heaven little by little. But without astral body, without mental body, without causal body, just as a simple elemental of nature. But for that you have to be strict, serious, beginning to receive the help of the inner masters. You have to meditate daily. You have to control the main defects that in these times are very strong, which are lust, anger, and greed. Or the rest are also strong, because pride is always together with anger. And the rest of the ego that we have is strong. But we have to receive the technique, we have to receive the help, and the master's help, those ones that want to destroy the ego little by little. There is a case, for instance, of this great initiate, Yogananda. I don't know if you hear about Yogananda. Yogananda is a founder of a school in Los Angeles. He came from India into America in order to teach the Kriya Yoga, the way to awaken the consciousness, the way to open the inner senses, and to liberate ourselves from the second death, in the yoga way. But he believed in the beginning that he was a master, because he thought that he can create the astral, mental, and causal body without being married. So when he disincarnated, when he died physically in Los Angeles, he was awakened. And he annihilated a lot of ego. And he awoke many senses, many powers. But in the internal planes, he believed himself being a master. And when the master told him, you are not a master, you are not self-realized, because in order to be self-realized, you need astral, mental, and causal body. And then he understood that he has to reincarnate again and to be married and to create the soul body, because he wants to be a master. But he was working in the second way of liberation, annihilating the ego with Kriya Yoga. Kriya means action, and yoga means union, the action to be united with your monad by annihilating your ego, but being single, not accepting a man or not accepting a woman, just with your own energy, with your own sexual force of the Holy Spirit, which is the sexual energy. And there are many initiates that prefer to do that without being married. But in order to follow that path, I repeat, you have to have a lot of courage. After annihilating a lot of ego, physically you die. And in the internal planes, the masters help you to annihilate the rest of the ego in order to liberate your soul and to be united with your spirit, with your monad, until you are free totally of ego. But if you want that help, you have to pass the different ordeals after death. After death, the initiate is the master put the initiate in the fifth dimension, the soul there after death, and the soul sees, for instance, that the great storm is coming. It's rain, lightnings, thunders, and the soul has to be there quiet, with any fear, even if this is hundred of lightnings close to him or to her. And around the place where he is in darkness, because it's raining and dark, lightnings, thunders, he or she hears the howling of the wolves. And around that darkness, forest, when that soul is living that ordeal, he sees many caves around, many caves. If he or she runs to any one of those caves are, each one of them, the womb of a woman in the physical plane. So he or she enters trying to find refuge of the storm, of the wolves, of the thunders and the lightnings. And then, minutes later, he or she is crying when he's coming out of that womb, which is a cave for the womb, and being born again in this physical world. But if he or she passes that ordeal, and then has to pass another ordeal, he has to enter in a place where he or she has to see different couples performing the sexual act in many ways. And those couples that see, or that he or she see around, are not imaginary couples, are in fact couples that are performing the sexual act in the physical plane in many places of the earth. If he or she is identified lustfully with any one of those couples, and then that couple to which this soul is identified will be his or her future parents, and will enter again in the physical plane. So that is the second way of liberation. If they pass the ordeal, then they will receive help from the Master of Glory. The soul will be congratulated and will be helped in order to annihilate the rest of the ego, in order to be united with his spirit, with its monad. But you see, in order to pause those ordeals, you have to annihilate out of the ego here. Because sooner or later, each one of us has to die. Only few, those that have very strong courage, are those that pass this type of ordeals in the eternal world. I repeat, in the ancient Egypt, there were many initiates that were being liberated in this way. And now they enjoy living in heaven with the Buddhas, with the great masters, as a simple elementals. And if they want to return to the earth, they can return in the golden age, where everybody is going to be beautiful, if they want. If they want to remain in those dimensions where only happiness is reigning, they could stay there forever. But let me tell you now about the third way of liberation, which is called the way of the spiral. This third way of liberation, the way of the spiral, is only for those monads or spirits that wants to be masters, gods, with wisdom. And then those monads or spirits that in Hebrew together receive the name of Elohim, when they enter after the animal kingdom into the human kingdom or the kingdom of the intellectual animal, they have to perform what the Bible says in Genesis. Let us now make the man according to our image, according to our own likeness. Then that particular monad has to create the man. And the man in Sanskrit is manas, someone that has solar mind. The man is this from here below. Spirit, divine soul, human soul, solar, human mind, no animal mind, no ego, astral or emotional body, vital and physical body of human. In order to create the man, we have to know the mystery of alchemy. The mystery of that gnosis, the knowledge that we are teaching here, how to create astral, mental, and causal body in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I said in the beginning, believe me, I have those bodies. So anyone that can create those bodies or want to create it can create it. But you have to have the will. You have to be serious. There is a woman that was sacrificing herself for humanity a lot of time as a single. And this woman is Madame Blavatsky. I don't know if you hear about her. But after many years being a yogi, the masters told her, if you want mastery, self-realization, you need to create astral, mental, and causal bodies. So then she married the Colonel Olcott, and she started working with Maituna. And he created the solar bodies. And now she's a master. But she was clairvoyant, and she had a lot of powers in the beginning. But she was serious. And it's what we need if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, to create the internal bodies. But we need to be serious. We have to work with the three factors that I told you already: alchemy, annihilation of the ego, and sacrifice for humanity every day of our lives. Why every day? Because in these times, the common and current amount of time that we are going to be alive, as much as 50 years, if somebody lives more than 50, is lucky, 60 or 70. But during those years, we have to work because we are now in the time of the end. This is the last opportunity that the Great White Lodge has given us, if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's why this knowledge is pretty clear. Before, in order to receive this knowledge, you have to pass at least 7 years of serious tests. And after that, you are receiving from the mouth of the ear the secret that today we are teaching here in lectures in public. But because the time is short, but still we have time in order to create internal bodies. Then, after creating the astral, the mental, and the causal body, in front of us are open two ways: the direct path, the straight path, and the spiral. And the spiral is the one that I am talking about. After becoming a real man or woman, because I told you that if we have a physical body of a male, and then we become a real man, which means manas, someone that has solamai, but positive. And if we have a female body, we become a real woman, because wo in Sanskrit means no, which means negative mind. Someone that his mind, even if he's solar, is negative, because his body is female, but he is also a man, but not a positive man, but a negative man, a warm man. That's why it is written that the warm man was taken from the man, but both are manas. You understand, right? So when we say woman or man, we have to understand that we're talking about a real human being. A woman is a real human being. A man is a real human being. But the woman is negative, polarized, and the man is positive. Before that, we are intellectual animals, male and female. When we reach that level, then if the monad chooses to follow the spiral, and then we enter in the way of reincarnation. The heaven, the paradise, that in Sanskrit is called nirvana, is open. And then we enter into nirvana. And we as souls, we are united with our being, with our monad, and we enjoy it. And then we go into heaven, and we descend into earth. We don't need to die physically in order to enter into heaven. Remember that the gospel says we need to be born again in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So if we are being born again, we enter into the kingdom of heaven. We talk with the angels and the great beings while the physical body is sleeping, while the physical body is resting. And then we follow the spiral, and we annihilate the ego little by little, bit by bit, in many reincarnations. The way of the spiral is the way in which the Buddhas are reincarnated millions and millions of times. But that is something that we have to understand, because there are periods of activity and periods of resting. For instance, since 1912 or 1919, I don't remember exactly the date, in this 20th century, the nirvana became an activity, and many Buddhas from the spiral are reincarnating and helping humanity a little bit, because they are not forced to help humanity. If they want, they can. If they don't want, it's okay. But they destroy the ego a little by little by little, and they enter again into nirvana for periods of times, living in the paradise in heaven and happiness. And later on, in other future, they again enter into activity, they incarnate in the physical body, maybe in this planet, maybe in another planet, who knows? And like that, from reincarnation to reincarnation, to the eons of time, they finally reach the absolute. The problem with this third way of liberation is that sometimes those nirvanis, when they incarnate, they are tempted and they fall, and they again are returning into vices, defects, and the ego is still again strong, and they start living like animals again. And then they have to raise again and to annihilate the ego again and enter again to nirvana. So you see, the way of the spiral is called in Buddhism the way of the selfish Buddhas. Because in this way you forget forever of humanity. When you enter into the spiral way, you are going to enter into nirvana one day when it's resting, and Maybe here in this planet Earth will be a lot of souls suffering because they want the knowledge. But because the way of nirvana is forgetting of humanity forever. And then you enter there and you will reincarnate who knows when. Maybe millions of souls are going to enter into the abyss because they don't know how to do the work. Meanwhile, they are in happiness. Anyhow, there are millions, billions, and trillions of Buddhas in nirvana, that they follow the spiral. They are there going up in that way. The fourth way of liberation is the most exalted way and the most difficult one. It's called the direct path or the straight path, in which the monad also wants to be a master. And that monad has to create astral, mental, and causal body. But this monad renounces nirvana. When the monad renounces nirvana, when the monad does not want to enter into happiness because wants to help his fellow men, and then that monad is going to reincarnate or to incarnate the Christ. You hear that Christ is the way of salvation, right? But only those monads or souls that enter into the direct or straight path are allowed to incarnate the Christ. The Christ does not incarnate in the spiral, does not incarnate in the intermediate way, neither in the way of the failure. Only in those that follow the direct and the straight path. Because the law of the Christ is sacrifice. In Sanskrit, those that follow the way of the Christ, or the direct path, are called bodhisattvas. Bodhi means wisdom. Sattva, essence or soul. Soul of wisdom. Or the soul which is united with wisdom. You remember that wisdom in Hebrew means Chokhmah, the Christ. So those souls and monads, or those initiates that follow the straight path, have to live physically, psychologically, and spiritually, all which is written in the Gospels, from the beginning to the end. They have to live the way of the cross. They have to preach the knowledge and to walk in the direct path. And they are going to reach the absolute or enter into the bosom of the Father in one life. Meanwhile, because the direct path is tremendously painful, some of the physical bodies of those initiates that are following the direct path, sometimes they die. But they reborn again immediately. That is the case, for instance, of Tutankhamun. You see the King Tutankhamun? King Tut? He died at the age of 18, right? But he self-realized himself. But he incarnated and he died in other lives without finishing the job and immediately returned or reincarnated, in order to finish the job. And the case of, for instance, Saint Francis of Assisi. He is also a bodhisattva or follower of the direct path. When he was born again into this planet Earth, he was having astral, mental, and causal body from other lives. And he came in order to finish the job that he couldn't finish in other lives. But some of the initiators follow the direct path, they perform the whole thing in one life. I mean, in one physical body. And of course, in other words, they have to annihilate the ego to destroy the ego in one life. And that's why it's very painful. Because destruction of all of this that we have within is not easy. But with the help of the Lord, with the help of Christ, it's possible. Because then Christ takes over the defects of the ego, the initiate, in the internal planes. When he, in the physical plane, is teaching, etc., the Christ is working inside, destroying the causes of evil, destroying the causes of the ego. And that Christ, who incarnates in the initiate, has to teach and help others through the initiate. That's why that initiate is forced to sacrifice himself for humanity, and because it's a way of his own being in his own way as well, because he's living that, he vibrates or she vibrates with it. For instance, Joan of Arc is one of the females initiates that follow the direct path. And the gift of those that follow the direct path is resurrection. So the resurrection is not for the spiral, the resurrection is not for the intermediate way, neither for the one that are failures. The resurrection is only for those that follow the direct path, the fourth way of liberation. So they resurrect with an immortal body, and they remain with humanity until the last soul is liberated from the mouth of the abyss. In another lecture, I was telling you that in Tibet there are temples that are special for those that are following the direct path. In the beginning, the Master Samael on Beor, he thought that the Bonsus of Tibet were black magicians, but at the end he discovered that they were white magicians because they are so strict. Any initiate that knocks the door of those temples have to follow the direct path. If they don't follow the direct path, if they fail in any ordeal or test, and they kill the initiate physically. But they have the freedom because they are over the laws of good and evil. And anyone that knocks the door of those temples knows that he or she has to die physically or psychologically. And always the monks give opportunity to the neophyte to think about what he is going to do. If he knocks or she knocks the door of those temples, a monk with his neck full of skulls appears in front of the neophyte with a dagger, with blood. Terrifying, of course, right? With what do you want? So I want to become a disciple of this temple. And then the master says, think about it. Because if you enter into these doors, you will die. And then he closes the door. And after a period of time, opens again, it knocks. He thought already about it. He says, welcome. And then, what do you want? Well, I want to become a master. And I know the doctrine, and I want to follow the straight path of liberation. And then the master starts teaching this neophyte all the secrets of alchemy and all the secrets of the ego that he has to destroy. So are you ready? I want to give you mantras, powers to defend yourself. Come. And then the master takes the neophyte to the mountain and put him into a solitude house, or how you said, cavern? No. Hut. In that place, with the powers that they have, they are going to materialize the lust, the anger, the greed, hatred, all of the animals, all of the ego
that he has or he or she has within
in the physical plane. This neophyte has to fight with weapons and with powers and mantras that the masters give to the neophyte in order to conquer himself. So they leave the disciple there for one night. The next day, when they return into that house, if they found the disciple alive, and that they will teach him the rest. If not, his own defects and vices will eat them, but will eat alive. Will eat the disciple alive. Because there are the ego don't want to die. He prefers to eat his own owner before dying. So he has to be calm and defend. Because they are very strict. If after that the disciple is a conqueror and is still alive there without fear, they take him and present him, if he is an elf, of course, priestess. And that priestess is going to help him forever in the transmutation or in chastity. If she is a female, she's very rare sometimes, but she's going to receive a priest in order to help her in the creation of the astral, mental, and causal bodies. If it's a man, if it's a weak man, only one time is enough in order to fail in the practice of alchemy in order to be killed by them. It's a way to self-realize yourself in one life. Of course, there are many initiates that they don't go to Tibet to enter into the temples of the Bonsus. You don't need to go in order to follow the straight path into the temple of the Bonsus. Only if you want to be sure to do the job in one life.
One way or another.
Right. That's why many initiates, they misjudged the Bonsus. They thought they were black because they were so violent. But you are free to enter. Nobody is pushing you. If you enter there, you are going to die psychologically. If you go psychologically, you will die physically. But you will leave that temple dead. Right? Not alive. And I think that many of those initiates that fail now are here in this physical world trying to do the job without going to the temples or the bonsus. Because when the ego is like now, very fast, it's very difficult. Anyhow, when you enter the red path, your inner monad is going to be a cosmos creator. For the direct path, the monad becomes a creator of worlds, creator of a planet, cosmic creator. Only for those monads is open the doors of the creation of planets, moons, suns, stars. So when you see in heaven all those stars, planets, there, all those monads that are living life to those cosmic units are masters of the direct path. But sooner or later they will enter into the absolute because they go from firmament to firmament to firmament to firmament, helping humanities and humanities and humanities, and always giving life to many cosmic units. Questions?
The part about spreading the knowledge, there are many different ways of spreading the knowledge, right? There's lectures, there's tapes, there's books. You could be passing along, or by supporting your partner to spread the knowledge, you could be passing along the knowledge. Does that count, or does when you're referring to spreading the knowledge, does the individual, every individual that's on the path,
but
have to be lecturing or what have you?
In the beginning, of course, when somebody starts, nobody starts being a lecturer or a great speaker, right? Because in reality, the one that teaches, the one that has the knowledge and wisdom,
is always the monad. So when somebody starts being a mute, the Christ make him talk. Being deaf, stubborn, and stupid to understand the wisdom, the Christ make him to hear. He can walk very well, but the Christ made him to walk. He's blind, he can see the kingdom of heaven, he doesn't see anything, just the physical world, but the Christ made him to see. Because Christ always makes to see, to hear, to talk, and to walk, to those that cannot do it.
As far as your soul goes, can you actually lose your soul in this lifetime and get it back more than once, or does that happen at all, or what?
Well, the soul is in battle or trapped here in the ego, mm-hmm. right? If the ego descends into the abyss, of course you lose your soul, or your soul.
Do you
is
have to be dead or alive, or like?
But the soul never dies, of course. Mm-hmm. It's just is going to be clean here. The fires of nature. And in the other three ways is the way when you clean yourself of anger, pride, vanity, laziness, and all that that you have within. Right? The thing is to be liberated of what? Of this. This is the way of liberation of this. Because if we are in battle or trapped into those defects, we are suffering and we are in pain. If somebody hurts our self-love, when we are thunder, with thunders, and we are suffering inside, right, in our heart, and then we answer with anger, and we are, this is a frustrated desire. And the soul is always suffering there. So the only way to be free and happy is to annihilate all of this. Otherwise, we are going to return and return again into those type of
To be around like homosexuality, even though you don't practice it yourself, is that wrong?
This time you have to be accustomed to be close to the
end. Or is it part of your growing through whatever or something? Like to get through.
It's becoming to be part of your life, because you find sometimes you don't know that they are homosexual, and sometimes you are, oh, he or she is, right? So in this time it's very common to be close, because who is an angel here? Who is an angel here? All of us are demons, right? I am a demon because I have ego. You are demons because you have ego. But we want to be angels, that's why we are in this knowledge. We want to change. We want to annihilate the ego. But those that are happy for being demons, they are the failures.
But you are worried because you are close to many degenerated people.
Yeah.
Right? And you maybe say, well, maybe it's because something is inside of it. No.
No, I'm not worried about that.
We always return, and we reoccur with the same persons. But if this person is so lustful, right, in this life, and is abusing the sexual energy too much,
oh yeah.
So next life, I am going to return, that because I was not abusing all my sexual energy, I'm going to return as a normal person. But this friend that was abusing is going to return as an homosexual or lesbian. Result that is coming to my life again, and is going to be related with me. But he is going to be a degenerated one, I'm not going to be so degenerated. Right? But the reoccurrence always push the same beings close to us. But if we are weak, we are going to fall in the same thing that they are showing us. Like in my case, I said, when I was a teenager, I was having a lot of friends, and they were smoking. I remember one day that I started smoking. I took one cigarette, And then immediately after smoking, I was feeling dizzy, and at the same moment I was thinking, why am I doing this stupidity? Just because they are smoking, I have to smoke? No. And I never smoke again. After that, I was with them again, and they were smoking marijuana. And I was his friend, or their friend, and I never smoked marijuana. And I never smoked marijuana in my life. But I know a lot of friends that did it, and I know many people that do it. Right? But not because they are doing it, I'm going to do it. I know many that do it. So it's their business, right? And I know many that drink, but it's their business. But not because my best friends are drinking and smoking marijuana, I'm going to do the same thing. It's my soul that I'm taking care of. If they don't care about their soul, it's their business. If they want to fall, let them fall. Because at the end, anyhow, they are going to be free. Right? At the end, they will be free. But they will suffer a lot. But that is not my way. My way is other. Right? It's the way that I am following. Right? So what is the way that you want to choose? If you want to choose the way of failure, well, it's easy. Just experience like count, how do you call the name of the count? No, Cagliostro is the right one.
Sade.
Marquis of Sade.
Marquis de Sade.
Yeah. He followed the way of the failure, being degenerated and more degenerated because he wanted to fall and not to destroy himself faster. Right? It's the way of lunatics. You have to find a group of people that will help you energetically, spiritually, in order to pull you out. Because if you don't do that, sooner or later you will follow the way of the failure. Because it's very easy. You don't have to identify, I know. It's very difficult, especially these days. When you want to destroy your ego, and you find out everywhere degeneration. Everywhere. So that is the way of testing your willpower. The way of the failure is also related with many sects. Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Adventists. They teach you that how to enjoy life without destroying your ego. But sooner or later, when you find in limbo, for instance, in many of the layers of hell, people with a Bible in hand, and they approach you and says, to help you, right? And to believe in what the Bible says. Meanwhile, they ignore, because they are asleep, that they are already here. They are already failures. You find a lot of them here. And with the Bible in hand, they're going down. And not only Christians, you find Buddhists, Jews, and many others. Because the only way to be rid of this and out of this is annihilating the ego. But just enjoying reading the Bible or reading Buddhism or any other type of religion without annihilating the ego is the way of the failure. And they have hundreds, millions of proselytes. Listen, you physically can commit suicide, but unfortunately, the ego cannot be suicide. No. You cannot kill your ego in that way. No way. You can kill with a bullet in your head, your physical body, but your anger, pride, vanity, and laziness, and all of that is going to be alive in the other world. The only way to annihilate the ego is here. And it takes at least, I told you in our lectures, 1,000 years. But destroying the physical body, if that will be the case, and then I will shoot myself 100 times. but unfortunately it's not the way. So the physical body is a jewel that you have to take care of it and unto. Take all the energy, because the physical body is what is called the mixture. And in the physical body, all the energies from above goes in. You want to take advantage of your physical body, you have to learn how. And then something is going to be born again in you.
If you sin, how do you go from there?
First of all, what is that that sins inside of you? Your ego.
Right?
So in order not to sin again, you have to annihilate the ego. Because if you have the ego alive,
so you worry about
you will do
the
it.
Sins that you've done?
No, you don't have to worry about that. What you have to do is to annihilate.
From now on.
Because to be worried about that is not going to do anything.
Right?
Okay. It's like, for instance, when we know this type of knowledge, sometimes you become upset. But that doesn't change anything. If you are upset or crying, that is what doesn't annihilate the ego. That makes the ego fatter. And that is something that you discover. I want to annihilate my ego, but meanwhile I am upset, so I am increasing my ego. So I'm just wasting my time. So don't become upset or identify, just meditate, comprehend, and annihilate. You see? But you have to know how to meditate, because now you are just receiving the knowledge in the lectures. You have to know how to meditate, have to know how to take advantage of your energy and learn to annihilate your ego, and to be free of your own self. Then you will enjoy that, the way of meditation. And then you will feel and enjoy and have many experiences that will give you courage to go ahead. But each time you are walking ahead and ahead, it's worse and worse and worse. Why? Because the ego is not the one to die. Right? The ego wants to be alive. It fights inside of you in strength and wanting to be alive. Why? Because that is you. You are the ego. Right? What about pride? Pride is one of those egos that wants to be there alive. Right? Unfortunately. Who is not proud? Very difficult to find. None of them are proud. Or vain and conceited. We are proud. We are conceited. We are vain. We are angry. But let me tell you one thing. The only being that can help you in the annihilation of your ego is your Divine Mother, which is within you. Do not forget ever your divine spiritual mother within. She is the only one that can annihilate you.